This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Odisha today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the visit to the Western Odisha industrial town, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and launch three railway projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees to enhance railway infrastructure and connectivity across the state. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for the rail flyover between Sambalpur city and Salla at a cost of 273 crore rupees. He will also announce the expansion of 8 IIT, grant super speciality status to Brahmapur MKCG Medical College and Hospital in Brahmapur, as well as to Bhimsar Hospital in Vulla, Sambalpur. In addition, Mr. Modi will distribute sanction order to 50,000 beneficiaries under the Antyodaya Griha Yojana. Jharsuguda visit will be the Prime Minister's sixth visit to Odisha in 15 months since the BJP came to power in the state in June 2024. Alok Chandra Varik, Akashvani News, Jharsuguda.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had said that the BRICS has stood firm as a strong voice of reason and constructive change at a time when multilateralism is under stress. He stated this while hosting a meeting of the BRICS foreign ministers in New York on the sidelines of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly. The minister said that in a turbulent world, BRICS must reinforce the message of peace building, dialogue, diplomacy and adherence to international law. He said that the grouping must amplify its collective call for a comprehensive reform of the principal organs of the United Nations, especially the UN Security Council. Palestine's ambassador to India, Abdullah Abu Shawesh, has praised the government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting the Palestinian people. Speaking to the media, Mr. Shawesh highlighted that the Indian government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, is supporting the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is responsible for aiding Palestinian refugees. He mentioned that India is currently constructing a multi-million dollar hospital project in Palestine. The ambassador further said that India's Ministry of External Affairs remains accessible to Palestine 24 hours a day. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a two-state solution that would create an independent Palestinian state, calling it suicidal for his country. During his speech at the United Nations General Assembly in New York last night, Mr. Netanyahu called the Western nations, including France, Canada and Britain, naive for recognizing the Palestine state. He warned that Israel will finish the job of eliminating Palestinian armed group Hamas in Gaza unless it laid down arms and released the remaining hostages taken during terrorist attack on Israel in 2023. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has attached the immovable properties of a Hizbul Mujahideen terror operative involved in the supply of arms and ammunition to active militants of the banned outfit for promoting terrorist activities in the Kashmir Valley. On the orders of the NIA Special Court in Jammu, the agency has attached the immovable properties of Tariq Ahmed Mir, a charge-sheeted accused who was arrested in April this year. The 12th World Para-Athletics Championship 2025 will begin at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The nine-day championship will feature a total of 186 medal events. These include 101 for men, 84 for women, and one mixed event covering sprint finishes, two endurance races. Our correspondent reports that the championship will culminate on the 5th of next month. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after a dramatic and intense Super over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. With the win, Men in Blue have extended their winning streak to six matches. In the Super over, left-arm pacer Arshdeep Singh took two wickets, restricting Sri Lanka to two runs. India, needing three to win the game, pulled off a win on the first ball itself. In reply, Pothum Nisanka scored a magnificent century, helping Sri Lanka tie India's total of 202 runs in 20 overs. India will face Pakistan in the summit clash in Dubai tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.